and I made the I had the audacity to share my ideas over the radio, well, through KBOO playing a poem that I had written called Your Revolution. And Your Revolution, I should say, is a tribute to Gil Scott-Heron's poem, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. But what it is really is I had been listening to a lot of music. I'm a hip-hop fan. I'm a hip-hop head. I grew up, you know, listening to that music in particular, among other kinds of music. But one thing that really struck me was how I just sort of noticed the takeover of hip-hop music and culture, so that it no longer represented, a voice for people who were sort of, you know, making a way out of very little. Were you using when their, you know, after school programs were no longer funded because of Reaganomics or whatever, and there were no musical instruments, people got out two turntables and a microphone and you know, explored dance and visual art through graffiti. All of that culture to me was disappearing into this sort of corporate it was this commodified, you know, mess that was suddenly branded Viacom, MTV, you know, all of these corporations were taking it over for profit, and unfortunately also using it to spread messages that I think are antithetical to what hip hop was originally about, which is, you know, freedom and justice for a lot of people. Now it's about misogyny and, you know, materialism and bad words, ways to, you know, talk about women that are demeaning and disgusting. So I was listening to all of this on the radio. But to get more to the point, the culture that I loved so much and that I was sort of seeing mutate into this other thing was what inspired Your Revolution. So I basically took lyrics that I was already hearing on the radio and recontextualized them so that instead of, you know, hey, baby, I'm going to do this to you, I'm going to do that to you, and this is all you're worth to me, I said, no, you're not going to do this to me, no, you're not going to do that, and I'm worth more. I'm a human being, not just the sum of my, you know, body parts. And people loved it. I was astonished. I recorded it independently, but the next thing I knew, it was on radio stations, and we know how hard it is to get radio airplay in this moment of clear channel, 1,200 stations all the same, all the time. So I was thrilled. I never dreamed that my song, out of all the songs that play on the radio all the time, would be the one to, incite the sort of, in my opinion, political riot that ensued. Basically, somebody called in, said that it was indecent, and a hearing, or I guess, I don't know exactly how it works, but basically the radio station has to then...
We have 10 seconds.
The radio station had to respond. The FCC said, we know you think it's a feminist song, but we think it's offensive and you can't play it. $7,000 fine, and on and on and on.
It was appealed. Is it on appeal now?
Well, we're appealing it now, and people can go to yourrevolutionisband.com to learn more.